shoulder pads. Harbor Beach says they haven't. No word yet from the officials. Trying to sift this one out of the bottom of the pile. No word yet. And they're saying nothing yet. USA ball. USA recovers. Bounced right out of the hands. Didn't see a number on that jersey either. Actually gave them a few extra yards. They're on the 33-yard line in their own territory. USA first and 10. With 67 yards for their first score of the night in front of them. They have 4 minutes and 40 seconds to do so before halftime, trailing 20 to nothing to Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach puts 8 men in the box. It's a handoff to the right side. Flag flies from the near sideline judge. Number 28, Brandon Harper, the ball carrier, maybe a yard, maybe a loss of a yard. He's at the 31. Depending, it's going to be a hold against USA. No word if they're going to decline this or not. It was a loss of one. And their initial signaling is going to be a...
Yeah, Coach Schalke down here in the sideline, he wants to move him back, Clark.
It is a hold against USA. They're going to count off 10 yards, and now they're faced with a second and first and 20. Don't even think about that last play. It didn't even happen. Now to the 21-yard line, they start this. First and 21 for USA. The hand out to the left side, out to about the 28-yard line. Number 28, Brandon Harper, swarmed, and they throw it in a scrum, rugby style, for USA. Forward motion stop to the 29. It's going to be gain of 9 as well. Now, second and 14.
86, Avery Wainer, the first one to meet him.
Ubley responds with a score of their own. Ubley leads by 1, 13-12 in the second quarter. They were trailing the Bad X 12-6. A shootout going out in Ubley. Ubley needs the 6th victory of the night. Taking on Bad X, leading by 1, 13-12. It's a handoff to the left side for USA. Out past the original line of scrimmage, out to the 35 on the far sideline. Number 27, Seth Gangler, the ball carrier, 6'3" junior fullback. Now 3rd and 8 for USA from the 35.
Multiple Pirates swarming that tackler as well. Travis Essmaker, Avery Wainer, both in the area.
Seth Gangler, the last ball carrier there, out of the 34-yard line according to the spot. 3rd and 9, T formation, Beachy under center, 3 men in the backfield. The 3 backs are at their own 30-yard line. Ball's at the 34. Quick little pass right through the middle of the linebacking core for Harbor Beach. Nearly picked off on the quick pass. Pass was intended to number 28, Brandon Harper. No, 88, excuse me. Dan Rick. Ball's incomplete, now 4th and 9.
Dan Rick, his favorite target. Just snapped the ball and quick fired it to him and was staring at him a little bit too long. Aaron Ginther was reading his eyes and got a hand on that ball.
3:05 before halftime. 4th and 9. USA is set to punt. Gets this one off. Bounces at the 48-yard line of Harbor Beach and out of bounds at the 45. Not much of a punt there. And Harbor Beach is going to be working with a short field just 3 minutes before halftime.
And one thing USA did not want to do was give Harbor Beach the ball back in good field position with enough time to score again. And that's exactly what Coach Schalke is thinking now. Let's run this clock down as far as we can and still get points and not let USA get a chance to get any momentum going into the half.
Well, regardless, it's 28-0 as we speak right now. 1st and 10 for the Pirates at the 45-yard line in their own zone. Coming out the spread formation. Trips to the right, 2 to the left. Kraft and Huff in the backfield in the shotgun. Kraft rolls to his right, looking to pass. Nothing there, keeps it for himself. Past the line of scrimmage to the 50-yard line. Goes head-on with 2 defenders out to the 48-yard line in USA territory. Gain of 7. 2nd and 3 for Harbor Beach. Clock continues to roll, 2:45 before halftime. Harbor Beach going no huddle here.
Kraft, not your typical quarterback, even though he's small in size, 5'11".
And Derek Huff breaks free on the handoff. He's out to the 30-yard line and finally brought down to the 25. That's a 20-yard gain for Derek Huff on the handoff out of the spread formation. Harbor Beach still going with that no-huddle offense.
It's like a pro offense here.
First and 10. Harvey's moving the ball very quickly. This whole drive's taken 25 seconds so far and covered 40 yards. Kraft passes to his left. It's complete to number two, Travis Esmaker. Pushed out of bounds at the 18-yard line. That's a gain of 6. And the clock will stop at 2:26 with a 2nd and 4 coming up for the Pirates. 2nd and 3, according to the spot.
With them going out of bounds, Harbor Beach is going to huddle up and draw up a couple plays and continue that no huddle. As I was saying, that Kraft, not your typical quarterback. He puts his head down, runs people over, and a nice pass and catch there from Kraft to Essemaker.
Too wide each way out of the spread formation. Kraft's in the shotgun. It's a hand out to Derek Puff, and he's caught in the backfield by the USA defense right at the 29-yard line. Good heads-up play by the red, white, and blue for USA.
And Puff refuses to go down. He breaks one tackle at least, and it takes all of the second one to bring him down, even for no gain.
No gain, 3rd and 4 for the Pirates. The ball is at the 19-yard line. 2:02 left in the game, or the first half. Clock winding down. Both teams with 3 timeouts still. And Harbor Beach out in the spread formation, regardless of the rain, the wind, and the cold out there. Kraft in the shotgun. Looking to pass. Stays in the pocket. Has to scramble to the right. Back to the original line of scrimmage, keeping it for himself. Has the first down to the 10, to the 5. Finally brought down at the 4. On the far sideline, stays in bounds, and they're going to stop the clock momentarily to move the chains. First and goal for the Pirates. As a gain of 15 for Eli Kraft and the keeper. And USA calls a timeout. They want to mitigate as many points before halftime as possible. They want to talk this one over. You're tuned to WLEW. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with this first and goal for the Pirates.
Saving money versus supporting the community. It is a battle that has waged since the beginning of business, and a common belief is that it's either one or the other. However, McDonald's Food and Family Center is a renowned champion of both causes. McDonald's Food and Family Center has prices that can run with the best of them, but is family-owned and has strong roots in the community. Whenever possible, McDonald's buys local because they believe money spent in the thumb provides for the thumb. McDonald's Food and Family Center, supported by the community, for the community.
.138 before halftime. USA uses their first timeout on a first and goal stand here. They need to make a reach on the 5-yard line in their own USA territory. Eli Kraft just had a 20-yard keeper, and now they're deep into the USA zone. T formation, Kraft under center, 3 men in the backfield. It's a handoff right at the middle to number 35. DJ Ridner gets out to about the 1-yard line after the first and goal from the 5. Gain of 4 for DJ Ridner, number 35. 2nd and goal from about the 1-yard line.
Ridner there was just a power back, just head to head down and just bully his way to the 1-yard line.
Ridner's had to step up as well because of Sloan Klasky. Sloan Klasky was the fullback. Ridner about the same body build as Klasky. Filling in and stepping up as the season progresses here. Same formation. 3 men in the backfield and the same handoff to Ridner. And he's in for the touchdown. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. Now, Harbor Beach 34, USA nothing after DJ Ridner 1-yard dive.
And just a power run play there. And Harbor Beach's offensive line just pushes the Patriot defensive line into the end zone. Nice run, nice play by the offensive line, and Harbor Beach scores.
It took them 8 plays to cover that one for the score and covered 55 yards. And now we have a timeout called by Harbor Beach for this extra point. Apparently didn't have enough people on the field there to field a special teams unit. You're tuned to WLIW. No time for another quick break. It's Harbor Beach 34, USA nothing.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Janelle Kirsch. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all all area teams from everyone.